Good morning. 7:35 a.m. Friday, October the 21st, 2016. It's another chilly morning. Quite nippy. Low to mid-30s, partly cloudy. Nevertheless, a lovely morning. It's a great morning to be out and about. I'm going to put my glove back on here. Because it is a bit chilly. It is a bit chilly. It's winter is coming. Not to put too fine a point on it. So what I'm going to talk about today? I don't know what I'm thinking about today. I spent yesterday in the weeds with a book and managed to get three of the five blocks filled in yesterday for writing. I've got some kind of low-level detail tasks I got to take care of today. I moved the paperback for South Coast ahead a little bit, in between other things. Getting one of the things that I've been sort of trying to pay a little more attention to is how much time do I spend not writing, just sort of flouncing. Playing on Facebook, looking at Twitter. And it's too much. I don't need to spend that much time. A few minutes a day is really all I need to spend. And I'm finding myself spending more and more. And that needs to stop. But having the bullet journal, having it be open for, walk, podcast, meditation, writing, not necessarily in that order, although walk and podcast go closely together, having them be separate means I have a little reminder to check to make sure I've hit the publish button for the podcast. After I get back and I've had my breakfast and all the rest. Which I think, what did I have for breakfast yesterday? Bagel. What'll I have today? It's an egg day today. It's cold this morning, but I'm not getting... I'm not getting a lot of condensation in the air. So it's probably closer to 36 and 34. My beard is wet. It is, my breath is condensing on the hairs of my mustache and beard. So I'm having a little bit of trouble with the book. I'm having a little bit of trouble with To Fire Called. I'm trying to find fire. I'm trying to find something that's happening. And the Ishmael is being particularly passive. He's following Pip's lead because he recognizes that Pip is there for a purpose. And that everything that he's told Ishmael is probably at least not exactly correct and might in fact be false. So they're just sort of touring through toehold space, and it's I gotta have Ishmael doing something. I've gotta have him do something. In the early part of the book, he's sort of picking up where he left off in terms of his healing, but he needs to have something else happen, and I don't know quite what that something else has to be. Maybe it's something to do with Herring. Maybe it's something to do with Kurt. Maybe it's something to do with somebody from his past. But it has to be... He has to be doing something, and so far I think the most aggressive thing he's done is hire people and paint the cabin. Which isn't exactly a plot. And granted, I don't do a lot of plot, I don't do a lot of plotting. I had a plan for this book, and the further I get into it, the less I like the plan. So it's kind of, yeah. monk post. So it's kind of like, I think part of the reason that I'm having such a hard time getting word count down is that so then they go there, and then they do this, and then they go here. I spent a lot of words describing a restaurant in order to get 3,000 words yesterday. That's not exactly what I'm expecting. I'm walking along as I'm thinking about it as I'm walking along, and I'm trying to figure out, because then I can fix whatever is broken. I can fix in post. I can strip out the excess words if I need to. I can do anything I need to make the story actually hang together. But what I have to do is find a path for the story that I can track through to the end. And right now I've got a lot of threads. I don't exactly have a rope that I can hang the story on. And usually by the time I'm, 38,000 words in, usually by now I have some sort of something to make this thing fly. And I've got a lot of stuff in the air. None of it is falling down again. It's just sort of, I keep throwing things up and nothing falls down. It's like, oh, come on, there has to be something here. This is a lot like owner's share, where I wound up with 225,000 words because I spent 50,000 words getting to the beginning of the book, getting to the beginning of the story, and had to cut about 30,000 words worth of meander out. I don't really have time to do 30,000 words of meander. I need to get this book done. I've got a deadline in December that I really need to meet. I really want to get it done by the end of this month so I can have it over to beta readers while I'm at Mile High Con, which will give Karen time to work on it in November so that I can get it to Podium by the first week in December. The problem is that to fire call, I mean, in Ashesbourne, we were in Ashes. We understand the title. And right at the moment, we have no fire. Right at the moment, there is no fire in this story. There is no metaphysical fire. There is no physical fire. There is the sense that maybe they're flying into fire, but then nothing actually ever heats up. And that's the problem. I've got to have some, I've got to build some heat into this. And I'm not exactly sure how or where. So it's an interesting conundrum for me to try to deal with. I'm having I'm walking along really fast. I'm trying to get back really quickly because I'm hungry. I want my breakfast. I want to get into this book and try to find some way, something to happen that adds some stress, that adds some heat to the storyline. One of the scooter people coming by. I hear him coming up behind me here. Down and down they go, round and round they go, heading around the bend. Decisions, things to do, places to go. Here I am. I made it. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.